back in San Antonio. Mike Blackwell here along with Jared Robinson. One thing I didn't mention in our opening, the wind will be a factor here tonight. Of course, the norther kind of struck and blew through Texas today, and it has definitely reached down here into San Antonio. We have a north wind blowing from our left to our right, a northern wind, and so it'll keep things chilly. But it will definitely affect things like forward passing and kicking and punting. And so we'll certainly want to watch that coin flip even closer than usual here tonight. Jared Robinson, welcome in. And Jared's here and in the house and made it. And, boy, this ought to be a good one here tonight, Jared. I'm kind of excited about this one.
Well, you know, I mean, it looks like both teams are going to be really even. I mean, I talked to two or three people this week, and really they said pretty much Senton and Wimberley, same offense, same style, same everything. I mean, as far as, you know, just the way they run their offense, I think that the edge at this point right now, just from what I can see, Wimberley's got an edge on the defensive side. This wind, as we sit right here, I'm looking down, and we're Senton's little blow-up, little run-through deal here. They're guys holding their flags, man. They're blowing as fast as they can blow. They're Senton Pirates flag on the far side is blowing as far hard as it can, so wind could become a factor into the game tonight. I was here early a little bit with Daryl, and we were watching some of the extra points, and I mean, just leaking in, you know, 5-6 yards in from just an extra point distance into the wind. So that could be a factor. A lot of things can go with the Texans tonight. Running game, I think, is probably a plus for them right now with that exactly kind of what you said with that forehead. You know, you got Moss and. I mean, really, all of them. Guy, Moss, Jake,
Hunter Williams.
You got all of them sitting there. And then JoJo's done such a good job this year, too, with completions. They've done a good job of getting him hot early, short passes, doing some things, getting confidence up. I see him probably tonight doing the exact same thing and really keeping, with this win, probably keeping the ball on the ground a little bit more than they probably would if it wasn't blowing this hard.
Right. I think you're exactly right. You had mentioned Daryl. That's your buddy, Daryl Dykes. He's up here as part of our crew here tonight. Miles Blackwell is here as usual, so we got the full staff here.
That's it.
Tonight, and definitely tell me if you agree with this. I've talked to several people pertaining to Wimberley's game with Senton here tonight. Senton obviously has eliminated Wimberley the last 2 years. Senton wins their game last week 30-29. I think the general sentiment is Senton's an excellent football team. Maybe not quite as good as they've been the last couple of years. What do you think?
I agree. I talked to several people this year, too, and they said the same thing. You know, they lost two or three of their real, real good starters from last year, seniors that graduated. Wimberley bringing back, obviously, as we talked really throughout the entire year this year, Wimberley bringing back so many good starters from last year's team. And you got to know that those guys have got a little bit of sour taste in their mouth. Some of those guys have played against Senton 2 years in the playoffs, been knocked out. So they're thinking, you know, third time's a charm on this one. And so, you know, that's a little extra motivation whenever last year you're thinking, okay, I was a junior possibly, played on a sophomore, got beat by Senton, played as a junior, got beat by Senton. I ain't getting beaten as a senior by
Senton.
That's
right.
So they're, you know, there's a little bit more extra passion going into it tonight for some of those seniors. And, you know, your team's always led by your leaders. You got Ben Garza, you got Colby Crowder, you got these guys that, you know, this is win or go home.
Yeah, there's no doubt it's survive in advance, and we're definitely there. And Wimberley has incrementally gotten closer to Senton the last couple of years. They really kind of got blown away a couple of years ago. And then last year was a good ball game, and, in fact, there were some calls late in that game that I think Doug Warren probably still sometimes twitches in the middle of the night when he thinks about. And that was a tough loss last year. And, you know how it is also, too, when we talk about offenses, inevitably it ends up being a 14-10 ball game. You know, that's kind of how football works. And especially with this wind, you know, I'll be surprised if the team going from our right to left has a lot, if any, success throwing the ball. But certainly we've got good quarterbacks. You mentioned JoJo Weeks. They kind of have two quarterbacks that they like to play. Colt Gorman is primarily their passer, 17 touchdowns, 13 interceptions. But the backup, Devin Orta, has 13 touchdowns himself. So they've combined for 30 touchdown passes. So we'll see. What do you do if you're in the coin toss?
You're
the analyst. What do you think?
That's where your coaching comes into play. I mean, once you get these kids on the field, there's so little that you can do. You've coached them all week. You're ready to go. You've played the scout team. You've put your best scout team performers out there comparing to this quarterback, comparing to that, to see what you can do. And now it's up to the players, but there is still coaching, obviously, that goes into these things between the play calls. But one of the big things we're going to see is going to be the coin flip. Do you take the wind in the fourth quarter thinking, hey, this may be a close game possibly with two, you know, ground games and possibly try to kick the field goal later? Or do you take the wind in the first quarter and the third quarter? So it's really up to Coach Warren at that point. I can't tell you that I have probably the greatest opinion. Thinking from a field goal standpoint, we've seen kind of Wimberley's special team struggle a little bit in that sense. But even from a punting standpoint alone, that if you're ahead late in the game and you got to punt the ball, last thing you want to do is punt it into win and have a 17-yard punt.
And I think, and I know this happened last year. I can't remember where we were, but there was a tremendous wind in a playoff game. And you also increase your percentage of going for it on fourth down in this kind of situation. You might as well go for it because your punt is going to go straight up in the air and get knocked down by this wind. In fact, I was looking at the inflatable tunnel that they run through on the far sideline, Sinton, and they got the smoke going. Well, the smoke was blowing back into the tunnel, so they had to get out of the tunnel so that they wouldn't asphyxiate.
That's it. That's it.
Wimberley. You don't want to asphyxiate before a playoff game. And so, by the way, we're the home team. Wimberley, the home team here tonight. So the crowd will tell you how it's going for the Texans here tonight. They're in their home uniforms, blue helmets, blue tops, blue bottoms, blue everything, white numerals, and red trim. Sinton on the other side, kind of charcoal, dark gray pants, white helmets, white tops, and maroon numerals as we await the coin flip. And I'm watching Doug Warren. He's talking to one of his seniors right now, David Masur. No doubt he's probably telling him, hey, this is what we want to do, as he and Ben Garza go out to represent the Texans captains here tonight.
Well, and Ben and Davin have done it all year long. The Texans take their team out there, but I'm sitting here most of the time, we kind of think, oh, yeah, we're going to intimidate them a little bit. But as I stand here, just to give you guys a perspective of what we're looking at up here in the press box, Sinton has basically, I believe, brought the town and suited them up for their field.
It looks like it.
They're stretched from the, we're going to stretch it a little bit further from the 30-yard line. We'll go 27-yard line all the way to the other 22-yard line. So Darrell counted 68 kids dressed up tonight for Sinton. So most of the time we kind of dwarf the other people we're looking. But tonight I'm looking over there and it looks like they may have went over to the Air Force Base and collected some kids.
Boy, no doubt. They have got a full roster, to say the very least. Darrell's pretty good at counting. I can see that already.
Well,
Than anybody else we got on the crew, I'll tell you that.
He didn't call Wimberley home, so that was the key. He's here from out of town right now, and so
here's the coin flip, and I think the wind blew it a little bit. I'm not sure. Let's see who won the toss. It looks like the official is talking to Sinton first. You can hear it in our crowd mic. That's kind of cool. That gives the listeners a little taste. Wimberley will be getting the football, and I think that Sinton won the toss and elected to make their choice in the second half. So if they want, they will get the win in the second half. Texans will get the football, moving from our right to our left to open the ball game. They'll be going against this win. So if the Texans can have some early success, certainly that would increase their chances here tonight. Let's throw it out to our crowd mic now as both teams are ready. And looking at the flags whipping around, enjoy our national anthem. towels are waving in the stands here tonight on the Wimberley side. Fans are ready to rock. Senton certainly brought a good-sized crowd over on the far side here at Edgewood Veterans Stadium.
I think everybody's ready for a game. You guys can hear the crowd, or you can hear the wind in the crowd mic there. We'll adjust it kind of as we go here. And I'm telling you what, there's a buzz in the atmosphere down there. You can see it if you're sitting here. We got some kids, some Wimberley kids down there with their shirts off, running up and down the track with the Wimberley flags. And
nice.
There's a buzz. These kids are ready to go. They're jumping up and down on the sidelines, and we're ready to play some football here on a Friday night.
Jared Robinson also shirtless here tonight.
Oh, let's not go Facebook Live. That scare everybody in this whole place.
I'm thinking about taking off my shirt right now.
Seriously, wondering why there's nobody in here. Miles looked at us earlier and said, y'all old guys are killing me.
Mm-hmm. Miles might take off his shirt. He would at least be respectable if he took off his shirt.
He was dancing to, what was it, Russ earlier?
Oh, yeah.
I saw the concert
tomorrow. It's going to be great.
I seen him. He was grooving, we'll call it. He's gonna make fun of me for saying grooving.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. Colton Collier is going to kick things off for Senton. And we'll get our first look at how the wind is going to be a factor here tonight. As he's going to kick it off with that wind at his back. Colby Crowder, the deep man, he stands at his 3-yard line to receive. Let's see if it gets that far or if it goes beyond or what. Here's the kickoff. Up in the air, and he's going to have to run up and catch it. No, it's going to be Martinez at the 11 to the 20, 25. Out near the 30 where he is popped. They're going to spot him at the 29-yard line. It'll be first down.
Yeah, decent little return right there. Good starting position for the Texans. And, again, for those of you who don't know, we talked about the wind earlier, wind blowing from our left to right. If you're looking at your computer screen, if you're looking at your phone, whatever you're looking at from left to right, Texans are going to start out going from right to left. You know, you used to be able to say right to left on your radio dial.
You bet. Now it's your computer screen or your radio dial.
Yeah. So read backwards.
We can still do that. That's right.
Read backwards.
That's exactly right. JoJo Weeks starting things off. You would expect him to run the football primarily against this win. Moss Carruthers to his right in the backfield. Carruthers will get the handoff, and he pushes forward for a couple out to the 31-yard line, second down and 8.
And that's probably something that these defensive coordinators are looking at, too, thinking, okay, going into the wind, we're going to gear up for the run a little bit, especially early on, you know, just trying to get something established, obviously, for these two offenses. Defensive coordinator for the Senton Pirates is thinking, hey, we're gonna run it a little bit heavy. I saw the near side cornerback on Gavin really drop to about 12, 13 yards even before the snap went. So, you know, always these little things to look at when you're watching the games.
Well, and you would think Doug Warren would want to be able to milk that clock a little bit even in the first quarter so that Senton's offense wouldn't get the ball a whole lot. Fumble on the snap. I think Carruthers recovered it, but they lost 3 yards back to the 28-yard line. What I was going to say is I think that Doug Warren probably obviously wants to keep the ball out of the Senton offense's hands as much as he can while they have the win at their back.
Oh, no doubt, no doubt. I mean, Senton, you know, by taking the win with them in the first half, you know, I talked about it earlier, too, that you didn't want that punt in that fourth quarter. So Texans will get the win in the fourth quarter, but right now they got to think, okay, you know, it's third and long, and we got a punter that's going to have to punt into, I don't know what it is, 20, 30-mile-an-hour gust out there possibly.
That was a good snap on second down, too. That's too bad that JoJo wasn't able to come up with it. He's going to roll left, looking, now flips it over the middle. Caught for a first down. It's Martinez. He's got the 50. He's got the 40. He's got the 30. Far sideline, 15, 10, and out of bounds at the 5-yard line is Gavin Martinez.
Man, what a great job by JoJo rolling to his left, rolling near side right here. Ends up flipping it back over the middle. Gavin just finds himself a kind of a hole right there in the middle and cuts back on the opposite side towards Senton. And it's a foot race from that point down to, what, 6-7-yard line right here. So huge play for the Texans on a third down. Again, into the wind right here. Big chance to put a number on the board first.
How about that? He got all the way down to the 7-yard line. First down and goal now for the Texans. Opening drive of the ball game. Cockerham now is in the backfield along with Carruthers, bracketing JoJo Weeks in the shotgun. He's going to give it to Carruthers right up the middle. He's got the 5, but he's going to be stuffed right there. A 2-yard gain, second down and goal.
Well, we talked about it earlier. You mentioned it already that going into this win, pretty much everything's going to be 4-down territory, especially down here this far. So, you know, 2.5 yards at this point will do it. Three carries, 2.5 yards, put you 7.5, 2.5 into the end zone. Talk about math.
Boy,
right there.
Math there.
That's it right there.
And I think I had an aneurysm with all that. Gee whiz. Slow down on that math stuff.
Man.
Second down and goal now. Weeks again has Carruthers and Cockerham in the backfield with him. Weeks turns, gives it to Carruthers. Not a lot of running room, but he's able to navigate about 3 yards down to the 2 yard line. It'll be third down and goal.
I actually didn't mean for Moss to only gain 2.5 each carry. He could go ahead and score if he wants to.
Yeah, he can get more than that.
Take a little bit of the stress out of it up here in the press box.
I thought he got to the two. He kind of got to the 2.5 is where they're going to spot it. Big, big play here now. Weeks looks to the sideline to get the call. See if the Texans can punch it in here. No score early from San Antonio. Second round of the playoff. Carruthers in the backfield. Weeks takes the snap. He's going to carry it himself. Pushes forward. Did not get in. And got it to about the 2, maybe the 1.5. Now Doug Warren has a big, big decision to make.
Yeah, that's exactly the situation we talked about earlier, is the field goal unit is basically, you know, it's a chip shot from here, but with this wind blowing either right, left, or whatever, I got to agree with Coach Warren right here. Looks like we're going to go for it on fourth down.
How about if we can't
get a little bit of excitement going on over here.
Ball is just inside the 2 yard line. Call it the 2. Fourth down and goal. Shotgun. JoJo Weeks. Carruthers to his left. Back to throw. Rolling left. Throws in the end zone. Caught. Touchdown. Flag on the play though. Let's see. It's Stover. Let's see if they get Stover maybe for pushing off here. Hold your breath, Wimberly. Stover caught it and then extended the ball over the goal line for the touchdown. But the line judge on the near side threw the flag immediately. And the officials are going to huddle now, and everybody in the stadium is just waiting for this decision.
You know, they got the video board here. I'm looking to see if they replay it. They may not.
See what the official says here. It is going to be against the offense. The official gave no signal. He just gave the verbal. A lot of times those guys get the microphones and they don't say what the infraction was. I think that's what it is, though. They're going to mark it all the way back to the 17-yard line, and now they're going to bring Curtis Bengel in to come in and try to bang out a field goal. This is going to be tough. 34-yard line, right hash. Now they're going to blow the whistle before the snap. Obviously, the Texans can't go for it here on fourth and goal. Theoretically, they can. I believe that was Wimberly that called the timeout. We'll keep it here. We don't want to miss a scoring play.
I'm trying to figure out what they called on that one. Obviously, we didn't get a call itself, but it's a 15-yard penalty. So the only thing I can think of is pass interference on the offense.
I think that's what it is. And Doug Warren, I don't think, agreed with the call. He's now having a discussion with the linesman who's threw the flag, and Doug's not happy.
It looks like a friendly conversation.
Well, there's some
hand motions
and that sort of thing. Yeah. Boy, that's tough, and you certainly don't want to look back at the end of this game and play the what-if game, but...
It's going to be a tough field goal right here for Bengal. I mean, this is no gimme. I mean, we're talking about the ball on what, the 17-yard line here. So, I mean,
it's going to be a 34-yarder. Let's see if they go for it. Yeah.
Yeah, they're going to go.
How about that? JoJo Weeks now has no running backs in the backfield with it. Fourth down and goal from the 17. Weeks is going to get rushed, and now he's going to take off. He's right at the line of scrimmage, throws it in the end zone, and it's incomplete. Incomplete, and so the ball will go over on downs to Sinton. Touchdown is wiped out, nullified by the penalty. And now we'll get our first look at the Pirates' offense.
Yeah, it ended up being a good scramble by JoJo to the far side over there. Colby Crowder on the near side works his way all the way around the back of the end zone, tries to come back, and he threw it short enough where Colby had a chance at it. He was really the only one that had a chance and just didn't anticipate that much wind, and it fell about a yard, 2 yards short of Colby. So turnover on downs for the Texans right here. Defense, big opportunity, a big chance.
Colt Gorman now has it. He will turn and give it to Suentes. Left side, big hole, 20, 25, 30. Run out of bounds on the far sideline at about the 34-yard line. First down immediately for the Pirates. Against Suentes, 100 carries for 611 yards. Pretty good average.
Yeah, that's a decent average right there.
Shotgun, they run the similar offense that Wimberley does. They spread offense. And like Wimberley also, they have playmakers all over the place. Pickup of 17 for Tristan. And they're going to flip it over the middle. Now that's not twisting that. Tristan, that was Cifuentes. That quick pass is incomplete as Gorman tried to hit McGowan over the middle. Nice job by Colby Crowder defensively there, Jared.
Yeah, good play by him. It looks like, what's the height on number two they've got listed?
They've listed him as 6'3", 180.
I'm about to say he's a big boy.
Colby. Gorman, ball hits the ground. He's able to pick it up, though, and throw it deep right side. It's caught, and nobody's going to catch him. That's going to be a touchdown to McGowan. 66 yards on the pass play. How about that?
Yeah, Samuel Valadez ended up kind of getting tied up with him a little bit and fell down. McGowan had an easy catch and then run to the end zone, just a little jog at that point.
And the quarterback, Gorman, he also had some heat on him as he threw that. He got hit immediately after he threw the ball. As Colton Collier now comes on to try to tack on the extra point. Hold by order is up, and the kick is a line drive kick. But it is good. 7:26 left to play in the first quarter. Our score, Sentinel 7, Wimberley nothing. You're listening to Wimberley Texans football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support comes from AMM Collision Center, specializing in complete body and paint repair for residents in Austin and the Texas Hill Country. Four locations, including in Dripping Springs on Highway 290, west of the light at Sunset Canyon. More information, including hours of operation, online at ammcollision.com and by phone at 512-894-3888. Manager John Caldwell and his entire team wish the Tigers a great season.
Support for this Texan football broadcast comes from Christy and Thad Dagenhart, owners of Wimberley Ace Hardware, featuring Wimberley Texan Spirit merchandise, new home decor, and lifestyle division, and supplies for do-it-yourself projects. Tip of the month and general information online at WimberleyAce.com.
Seven nothing our score. Sentinel Pirates get on the board. 66-yard pass play from Colt Gorman to Andrew McGowan. McGowan came into the ball game with over 70 receptions and over 1,000 yards in receiving. And he kind of showed why he's got those gaudy numbers on that play. Made a nice little juggling catch, and then he was long gone. Here's the kickoff by Collier. Straight-on kicker. Very short kickoff. Going to be taken at the 21-yard line by Martinez to the 25-30. Look out. 35-40. Spins forward and a nice return by Gavin Martinez out to the 43-yard line. First down for Wimberley.
Yeah, good cut. One move right there and gone. They always say on special teams, find you a hole, make a cut, and get out of there. So good job by Gavin right there. End up with a short field for the Texans.
Collier, strangely enough, on the kickoffs, he looks like he's a straight-on kicker, which you hardly see. But on the point after in the field goals that he was kicking before the game, he's a sidewinder, a soccer-style kicker. So, strange. To each his own. Hunter Williams in the game now. He gets his first look in the backfield for the Texans. Trailing at 7-0. 7:19 left to play in the first quarter. Second-round playoff game from San Antonio. Williams gets the handoff. Left side, he's going to be hit immediately. Near the line of scrimmage, no gain.
It looks like Wimberley's really run that same running play about, four or five times. Hunter's coming off right now, it looks like. And they've run that same running play, kind of the little option draw right there up the middle. So we'll see if they adjust that a little bit.
And Senton early on, I don't know how you feel, Jared. It looks like their interior line is pretty good. Texans haven't been able to run the ball at all on the first two possessions here early.
Yeah, have not had a whole lot of success for sure.
Second down and 10 now. Weeks will drop to throw, setting up a screen path. Martinez, and he's going to be able to be wiped out. I don't even know. Yeah, he got back to the line of scrimmage, but that is it. His man in front of him kind of missed the block, and Martinez didn't have anywhere to go.
Yeah, no, that was a big opportunity right there, too. We missed a couple blocks on that one, and Gavin kind of, instead of going inside where that inside screen takes you, tried to pop it back outside, and young man who made the touchdown catch a minute ago, McGowan, was standing there, and that's a 6'3 frame that just kind of hugged him and took him to the ground.
Third down and 10 now for Wimberley. Senton with the momentum here early. Texans trying to convert here. Weeks back to throw. Straight drop back. Looking deep. Now he's in trouble. He's going to scramble. Up the middle. 45-50. Got the first down. 45-40. Still on his feet. And down to the Senton 36-yard line is JoJo Weeks.
Yeah, good job by JoJo. Just keeping his head up right there. You're right. He was going to go deep. He was going to throw it out. And then decided to pull it down. And end up still getting, obviously, a big game for the Texans. The biggest play we've had right now. See if we can't carry that momentum through.
We played 80% of the game on the Senton side of the football field. Now the ball rests at the Pirates 37. Cockerham in the game now at running back. Weeks back to throw again. Screen again to
Same
Martinez,
play.
And he dropped it. Dropped it at about the 40. He might have had some running room there, Jared.
Yeah, it's the same play. Two plays in a row, or two plays they've run it on this one, and both plays could have been big plays. That one he decided to go ahead and keep it in, but doesn't help if you don't have the ball.
Gavin, he's kind of like Colby Crowder. Every time the ball comes to him, he's thinking end zone, and I think that probably got him in trouble there. I think he was thinking run before he caught the ball. It'll be second down and 10.
Yeah, Doug saw it. Coach Warren saw that same exact thing on the first play, and they kind of brought him over there and more or less told him what to do, and on that one it was open but just didn't quite make it.
Second down and 10 now. Carruthers with the handoff, and again, he's going to get stuffed right at the line of scrimmage, and that sets up a third down and 10.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough night sledding for the Texans if we don't really. I don't know if it's a blocking. I guess I haven't watched it that close yet, but they're getting excellent penetration on the left and the right side of the line right now, and it's going to have to be something that we do some tricks or do something, some of the sweeps, some of the jet sweeps and things like that we've seen come from the receivers here just to open up the opportunity for a deep pass for JoJo.
Ray Carranza, the defensive lineman for Senton, is really getting a lot of penetration here early. 5'10", 210 defensive tackle. Weeks will roll right. Looking, a lot of trouble, and he's going to be sacked. Sacked back at the 44-yard line, so the Texans now will punt the football. Weeks didn't find anybody open there, Jared, and you got to get rid of it quick against the defensive line that's this good, don't you?
Well, when you're getting so much penetration off of your four down linemen, and even if they're bringing one or two extras, you know, you got quite a few bit of a double coverage on the outside right there, and so JoJo just didn't have anybody to throw it to.
McGowan is the deep man. Watch out. Man, with the punt, it bounces at about the 20 and kind of dies there and trickles back to about the 23-yard line, and that is where Senton will take over with 3:53 left to play in the first quarter. 7-0 Pirates.
It's going to be interesting to see how the how defensive coordinators and really these defensive backs coach for Wimberley slowly start to adjust to these things and think, and obviously the wind playing a factor in that last one. You and I talk about it off air a little bit. He just really kind of lobbed it up there to McGowan. We see him in the slot here a little bit more, and so see if the Texans figure that out.
Gorman, the quarterback, will turn, give it to his running back to the 25 and out to the 27-yard line is the running back. That's Tristan Canales. Our first look at Canales. Quickly to the line of scrimmage, second down and 6. That's Canales again, off tackle right side. But Moss Carruthers does a good job of throwing him to the turf at about the 28-yard line. A pickup of 3. It'll be third down and 3. And they are moving with the up-tempo offense now. look to the sideline. Gorman will have no running backs in the backfield. Third down and four. Got to get to the 32 for the first down. Quarterback draw. Looking for running room. Doesn't have a lot of it, though. Wimberly able to knock him down in the backfield. In fact, he may have lost a yard. Nah, he got back to the line of scrimmage. It'll be fourth down, though, and Wimberly forces the punt. Big series of downs there. Wimberly needed to stop them. Sinton with the momentum. It's going to be Jordan Martinez now, who's punting the football with the wind at his back for Sinton. He's standing at his own 15. Texans look like they're going to come with some pressure. They do, but he gets it away. Crowder stands at about his 30, takes it on a hop at the 26. Fumble the ball. It's rolling around. Wimberly's got it, though. Fortunately, very fortunately, Wimberly's Cody Charrington fell on the loose ball. Texans will have it at their own 22-yard line, I believe, is where they're going to spot it. 2:21 left to play in the first quarter. Again, Texans trailing 7-0. Huddling with Doug Warren here on the sideline. Back on the field go the Texans. Guy Kipperus, we're getting our look at the fourth Wimberly running back here in this first quarter. He's in the game, and he's going to get the handoff. And like the other three, he's going to be hit pretty soon after getting the handoff. Lost a yard. Second down and 11. Texans just having no luck at all running the ball here. Clock runs with 2 minutes left to play. Here in the first quarter, Mike Blackwell, Jared Robinson with you from San Antonio. Second round playoff matchup, and Sinton leads it 7-0. Second down, 11. Weeks will turn, give it to Kipperus up the middle. Quickly, the hole shuts down. Looked like initially he had some running room, but he was only able to pick up a couple out to the 24. And it's going to be third down and 9 now for the Texans.
Yeah, it looked like he may have had a hole on this near side and kind of, instead of really hopping it out to the right, maybe cutting back to the left a little bit, just didn't quite see it. I know they continue to try to pound the middle of that that defense, but apparently they're either prepared for it or stacked in there, one of the two, and just having no success whatsoever right now up the middle.
Big play here is the Texans move against this strong wind. Third down and 9. See if they can convert. Straight drop back. Throws it right side. Oh, and it's almost picked off. In and out of the hands of the defender, Ernie Ramirez. It'll be fourth down, and the Texans will have to punt it from deep in their own territory here, Jared, against this wind with McCowan standing at the Wimberly 48-yard line to receive the punt.
Yeah, this is one of those where if you're Wyatt Mann back there, you're thinking, okay, you know what, I'm just going to go low and hopefully get the bounce out of it and just let my defenders run down there as fast as they can.
Mann standing at his 10. He gets it away. It's a line driver. McCowan had to move to his left, probably actually about as good a punt as you can expect. He kicked it away from McCowan. He couldn't return it. It went out of bounds at about the Wimberly 44-yard line.
Yeah, perfect punt right there from him. I mean, that's really all that you can do. Again,
yeah.
minus getting some rollout, you know, you really don't want to kick it to the young man. We've seen what he can do and make the dynamic play immediately. Kick it away from him and didn't get any back on it whatsoever. So 53 seconds left right now. If you're the Texans, you're hoping that you can bide through this and turn them around into the wind.
Yeah, and Sinton may think about using a timeout or two depending on the outcome of this first down play. Back to throw is Gorman. He's going to go deep. Left side and incomplete on that far sideline. It'll be second down and 10. I think Tom Allen's probably going to take a couple of shots here now inside of a minute left in the first quarter with the wind at his back, Jared.
I got to think you're exactly right. You know, the timeouts are, you can't take them home with you, and it's one of those that you're going to get some more at the half. Cody Charrington making a good play right there on that one, but I agree with you 100%. We're going to see McGowan here on the near side stretch out outside of the slot now. They're going to just kind of move him around, it looks like, throughout the game.
Second down and 10. Gorman drops the throw. Looks right. Now he's in trouble. He's going to be sacked. Ball comes out. Wimberly has it. Jake Cockerham. Let's see if they said the quarterback was down. No, it's Wimberly football. How about that? On the sack, Wimberly has it. with 42 seconds left to play in the first quarter.
Yeah, that's a big play when you're the Texans and you've struggled a little bit in that first half. You've been moving the ball okay through the air, but at the same time, your ground game has really done nothing right now. You're turning around and thinking, okay, you know what? Now we got a little bit more of an opportunity to say, okay, we're going to stretch the field. 42 seconds left. We're going to get the ball into the second half right here. Minimum, it's going to be a third down. So, you know, you may try a run play here just to see if you can't get it to the second quarter and turn around and play the game that Sinton played with just flipping the ball in the air. We saw that last throw that JoJo threw into the wind. I mean, it was 6-7 yards short. This is a heavy wind.
You've got the ball at their own 48-yard line. Texans with the first turnover of the night. Weeks throws it out right side. Is that Crowder over there? No, that's Stover. It's a nice gain of 7, maybe 8 yards inside of Sinton territory. The clock stops now. It'll be a gain of 8, second down and 2.
Yeah, I think Coach Warren probably would have wanted him to stay maybe inbounds right there.
Let that clock run out,
40-second play clock, let 34 seconds run and say, okay, second quarter, we start with the ball on the 44-yard line with the wind.
I'll bet you $1 million they run the ball here. Second down and 2. Weeks, shotgun. I just won $1 million. They gave it to Jake Cockerham, but he's going to be stopped right at the line of scrimmage. It'll be third down now and 2. 25 seconds left to play here in the first quarter. Doesn't look like either coach is going to spend a timeout here, and you can bet the Texans are going to let this thing run out on the first quarter, so they can have the wind on third down and 2.
Would have been an interesting call for the Sinton coach to call a timeout.
Yeah, that would have been.
And on third down to make them punt.
Make them
punt.
Sure.
Yeah, make them either one, punt into the wind, or two, either have to make that third down throw, because we know, you know, at this point our the success with the ground game is not there. So, but they're going to turn it around, and we're going to play the second half or second quarter here with the wind.
First quarter comes to an end. Stay with us, everybody. Sinton leads it 7-0. You're listening to Wimberley Texans football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
We are the UIL.
From the coaches
to the players to the educators,
we've been in your shoes.
Extracurricular activities are essential to the development of our youth.
From proposed rule changes
to the relaxation of transfer rules,
we keep it fair.
New academic contests, we hear you loud and clear.
New events are music to our ears.
We just added film. That's a wrap.
Educational activities help young people become productive citizens.
From staph infections to steroid use,
to cardiac and concussions,
health and safety is a priority.
Heat, heart, and health history.
From heat-related illness, to head injuries, to heart-related issues, to the medical history of students.
Your well-being is our priority, because we are the UIL.
We are the UIL.
We are the UIL.
We are the UIL.